Okay. Shalom Aleichem. The title today is Don't Despair. The Gula is coming. Believe it or not, it actually is related to Parshas Pekudei. Let's read just a little bit what I wrote here at the beginning. If you read the headlines here in Israel, it is easy to get depressed. It's one thing that the world's understanding for our situation lasted only while we were being murdered, mutilated, and abused. But that needs no hesber, needs no explanation. Shed a crocodile tear for the dead Jews, but don't get carried away. If he strikes back, he has to be blamed for the entire situation, even for his own murder. When, however, the forces of hatred and dissension in our midst rear their ugly heads, it's tough to be stoic. It would seem, Chalila, if one lived in the world of the media, it would seem that we are, Chalila, returning to Tav Shin Pei Gimel. Have they, the professional provocateurs, they are not a large number of people, but they wield a lot of power, and as I've said before, the Gra says that the last klipa, as it were, that the Jewish people have to overcome will be from the Erev Rav. And he also says in Evan Shlema that there are different types of Erev Rav. In other words, people who are in the Jewish people, but unfortunately don't live according to Jewish principles. And the most difficult, as it were, aspect of the Erev Rav in our midst are those who are the Balei Machlokas. Okay, that's the reality. Have they, the professional provocateurs, learned nothing from the rivers of blood and tears? Are we doomed to return to the internal Gehenna of 5783? I think not. It is sad. It is painful. Right? And as the Gra is Medayik and the Lashon of the Bracha B'la Malshinim, it says, V'chol HaRisha Kerega Toved, as they V'chol HaRishayim, because we paskin like that which Bruria said to Rabbi Meir when he, those who were opposing him, obviously not just in a trivial fashion, he wanted to pray for their demise, because they were against him in what he represented, which was the Torah. And Bruria said, pray for the tshuva. The pasuk says, Yitama katoim mina aretz, right, roshoim odeinam, rochi nafshi es Hashem v'lulukha, katoim v'lo chotim. Katoim v'lo chotim. The sins and not the sinners. There are some places in Tanakh where Chatoim is used to refer to people, but it's used to refer to Amalek themselves. They are called the Chatoim. They are the essence of sin, the tincture of sin. But in any event, in our case over here, we're talking about our brothers and sisters who are misguided. So as the Gra says, we say Chol HaRisha, and not Chol HaRishayim. Right? That wickedness should be destroyed, and not those who are the perpetrators of it. I'd be that as it may. So let's take a look. Gemara says, with regard to the Chet HaEgel, it's going back a few parshas, but the fact is that that's really the backdrop to what we've discussed today. Amar Ula, Aluva Kala Mizana Betochu Pasa. Gemara in Shabbos talks about Minor Sinai. And then in that context, it also speaks about the Chet HaEgel. And refers to the Chet HaEgel as a luva kala, how degrading, degraded, right? What a chutzpah on the part of the kala, that she is mizana betochu pasa, that she commits adultery in the midst of her chuppah. I mean, we can't think of anything, we've said this before, we can't think of any more grotesque, anything more repulsive than the kala walking down to her chuppah, listening to the strains of music, and all of a sudden she eyes somebody in the audience and says, pardon me for a moment, I call it, say hello to that person over there, etc. Right? It's grotesque. And the Chet HaEgel, right, with all the understanding behind it, etc., right, it's not a simple thing. It's true, it also emanated from the Erev Rav. That's actually, speaks on our behalf, that we didn't initiate it, but rather the Erev Rav. That mixed multitude that Moshe brought out of Mitzrayim, that he felt that they could join the Jewish people. They were responsible for it. They were responsible for it. So that's the backdrop. It's like Znus in the middle of the chuppah. Now to our parsha. Ela pekudei mishkan mishkan ha'edus asher pukad al pi Moshe avodas ha'levim b'yad Yisamar ben Aaron ha'kohen. Ela pekudei mishkan mishkan ha'edus. Why is it called mishkan ha'edus? So it says Rashi, right? Mishkan ha'edus. Edus li Yisrael. You see that? Edus li Yisrael. Sheviter lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ma'as HaEgel, Sharei Hishra Shekhinasa Beinehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater. It's an unusual word, mevater. Right? Usually when we're talking to our children, we're saying, oh, be mevater. You know, this one, you had the toy first, right? They're acting in an immature fashion. They took the toy away from you, bopped you over the head. What do you call be mevater? Right? Be mevater. Right? Give in. Give in, but it's not just give in. It's really called. It's like Q behaviors on nothing took place. To be mevater. Mevater. So how is the Mishkan a testimony? It's called Mishkan Eidus. It's called a tabernacle of testimony. It testifies to the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, was mevater. Again, why use the word mevater? Just say mochel. Mevater, he's mevater, right? It's like forget about it, it's gone. I mean, it's not totally gone, but what do you call it? But in other words, I'm going to relate to you now as though there's nothing having happened right now. Ma'as Egel Sharei Hishrish Chinosa Beinehem. For he caused his divine presence to dwell in our midst. Again, we know that the Chet HaEgel, the repercussions of that throughout all the generations. Right, it's not like the effect of it disappeared, but in terms of Hashem establishing a relationship with us, right, it doesn't mean that the baggage doesn't have to be cleansed. The baggage has to be cleansed. But in terms of our relationship, forget about it. What do you call it? We're okay. You've got baggage that's embedded inside of you that needs to be cleansed, okay, and that will take place throughout the Doros, throughout the generations, right, that will be cleansed away. But in terms of our relationship, we're fine. We're fine. But again, it's a strange terminology. Shavitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'as HaEgel Sharei Yishra Shekhinasa Beinehem. Says Gur Aryeh, how does this show that he was mevater to us? He says very simply, Aval HaShechina B'Yisrael Hu Eidus. The fact that the Shechina dwells in our midst is an Eidus, a testimony that Hashem has said, our relationship from this point onward, we're okay together. Don't worry about it. Again, the baggage needs to be cleansed, right? But in terms of our relationship right now, this point onward, we're fine. How does it prove it? She'ein Adam, she'ein echad dar etzel sono, ki'im etzel ohev. You don't dwell in the same place with somebody you don't care for, only with somebody you love. So Hashem has shown that we are taking a step forward. He's going to dwell in our midst via dwelling in the Mishkan. It's a Mishkan ha'edus. Fine. This terminology, vitur, with regards to the Chet HaEgel, is not just here in Rashi, in terms of the Mishkan, but also the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, right? That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu, that whenever the Jewish people get themselves into a bad place, they should use this, they should behave in this fashion, they should use this, right? And I will forgive them. Those Yud Gimel Midas, the Rosh, in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, when he discusses the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, he calls the V'chol HaMidos, this is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, Midos Vitorim. They are midos of vitur. Vitur. We don't call them mechila, we call them vitur. Now, I've said already, it's problematic, it's unusual, but it's not just unusual. The Gemara in Bava Kama says, Amar v'chanina, kol omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatranu. Person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatran. You're okay, I'm okay, it's California, it's no sweat. You did it, then I was only kidding, I'm not upset about it, it's not a problem. Yivatru chayov, this person, as it were, his really quote is inviting upon himself self-destruction. Shneim ratzur tamim palo kichod rachav mishpat. person who goes around saying that Kosh Baruch was a Vatran, that the Kosh Baruch Hu's attitude towards our non-compliance to the world of Torah mitzvahs is, it's okay, I was kidding, you know. It was just, you know, like I said, it's California, you're okay, I'm okay, no sweat. So Rashi explains it over there, Vatran, Lavor al kol pisham, anything you do wrong, you say, oh, don't worry, my kids, it's Beseder. Yivachu chayav, yufkuru chayav v'gufo shemore el abrios lachto. He has been mafkir, as it were, he is committing himself to what he called to destruction. Why? He's a walking chil Hashem. Why? Because he's mora by saying that Hashem says, you're okay, I'm okay, it's not a problem, don't worry, I don't care. Right? He's inviting him to sin. Why? Because Hashem is going to be vater all the time. Now, it is true, as I wrote over here, Nachon katuv kan sheviter lo shuv vatran. And this is the chiluk that it's always made. Right? Right? This is the difference, the differentiation is always being made. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are called Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, Yud Gimel Midas HaVitur. Hashem is being Mavater. We can't call Hashem a Vatran. That's his generous motor, general modus operandi, right? That he's really quite a Vatran. He's always Mavater. There are instances when he is Mavater, but he's not a Vatran. Just like a person conducts himself, what he calls like a shore, an ox that sits down in the middle of the road. It did it once. It record it's rovets, but not a ravtan. It's not like it does it all the time. So the same type of also over here. Kosh Baruch was mevater in this instance, right? But he's not a vatran. Not a vatran. Okay. But b'cholzos, why the strange terminology? Why create the question? Why create the issue that we have to answer it? That he was mevater. He said, it's okay, but from this point onward, we're okay. Again, remember, I'm not saying we're ignoring the baggage. The baggage needs to be cleaned, needs to be cleansed. But our relationship from now on, we're not living in the past. We're not living in the past. But why use that terminology? So I think really it's self-evident. It's not just a mechila. It's not just a matter of mechila. We've entered into what you call a world. How can you rebuild a relationship? I can build a relationship where we're walking to the chuppah, the kala decides to have a connection to another man in the audience. She's mezana in the midst of her chuppah. Is there anywhere to go with that relationship? So therefore the terminology, slicha, mechila, are... They're maybe true, but they're not. They don't really address the necessity of the situation. Unless we say Vatran, like Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not looking at that. Our relationship continues forward, but there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. If it happens to a person of flesh and blood, it certainly is nowhere to go. Okay. So now let's see. By a view, as a mishkan el Moshe, as a oil, as kokelov, rasav, krashav, brichav, amudav, adarav. Here the people brought, right? They brought the mishkan and all of its components to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Medrash Rabbah. Davar acher, by a view, as a mishkan, who would dichsiv, right? The bringing of the mishkan, right, to Moshe Rabbeinu here, as a fulfillment of what it says in Shir Hashirim in Perek Gimel. Tse norana benos Tzion, go out and see, O daughters of Tzion. B'melech Shlomo, Melech Shlomo, Melech Ba'atara she'itra lo imo. See the Melech Shlomo with the crown that he received from his mother. Nu. B'yom chasson aso, on the day of his marriage. U'v'yom sibuchas lebo, on the day of the rejoicing of his heart. When was it said? On the day that the Mishkan stood, there was an incredible simcha in the Jewish people. After all, they realized Hashem is going to deal with this. It's the Mishkan HaEdus, as we said before. It's a testimony to the fact that Hashem is being mivater. He's saying, we're not looking to pass now, we're continuing to honor our relationship. Okay? Who the Ben Osion? Again, there are different ways to understand the Ben Osion. Here, the Medrash is saying the Ben Osion is a reference to Klal Yisrael. Banim HaMetzuyonim, right? Distinguished, right? What do you call it? You can point to them, to the Jewish people, my children who are outstanding. HaMetzuyonimli. Idea Ovdei Kerchovim, right? Next to the Ovdei Kerchovim, who don't accept the Torah. Children of Israel, Banim Metzuyonim, Ben Osion. Matzion azeh nira be'etzva, just like something you can point to, you metzayen, I point to this. Kach Yisrael nirin be'etzva, you can point to, these are the Jewish people. Ha'levenosion, the ones I point to, ha'metzionimli, they're excellent. I can point to them. But Mel Shlomo, who is the Mel Shlomo over here? So again, sen or ena, go out and see, benosion, reference to the Jewish people, but Mel Shlomo, excuse me, says the Medrash, who is the Melech Shlomo referring to here? The Medrash's approach is Melech Shalom Shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom. Tzen Arana Ben Osion B'Melech Shlomo Ba'atara She'itro Lo Imo. What? Say what? Run that by me again. Ba'atara, with the crown they'd received, Imo? His mother? What? What are we talking about? What does it mean? So we're stupefied by this. We're not the only ones who are stupefied by it. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right? Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The Mishkan is the Atorah She'itro Lo Imo. The Mishkan is the crown that Kav Yochol Imo gave to the Baruch Shem. What's that mean? Says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Shal es Rav Elazar Rav Yossi. He asked Rav Elazar Rav Yossi, Efshar sheshamata mi'avicha, perhaps you heard from your father, Rabbi Yossi, mal ba'atar she'itro lo imo. What does that mean, atar she'itro lo imo? Amalehein, I heard from my father. Indeed I did. Mashal ha'melech, what is it comparable to a king? Shaisol bas yechida. He had an only daughter, bas yechida. Va'yimachav v'yoser midai. He loved her incredibly. Va'yikora oso biti. He called her my daughter, which is understandable. He didn't cease to express his love for her. Ad shekrog achosi. He called her my sister. He called her first my daughter, then he called her my sister. Ad shekara imi. And then eventually called her my mother. Kacha kodesh baruch hu. Soto kodesh baruch hu. Betchila kara l'Yisrael bas. Initially he called the Jewish people a bas, daughter. Shenemar. Shimi bas ri'i vati oznech v'shichichi ameich u'beis havich. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, I'm sorry, in Tehillim, which is the Medrash quotes this also in Sefer Bereishis, is relating to Avram. So here we're talking about, in some fashion, that the Jewish people are an extension of Avram, in this case, we'll see. Right? Shimi basri'i vati oznech v'shichi ameich u'beis avich. Right? Forget your family, forget your background, as it were. Right? Let me give you a new life. Right? Start, let go of the old and let me give you a new life. So this is true with regard to to Avram Avinu. Certainly he abandoned the world that he was familiar with. His family, his surroundings, his social system, etc. Went to Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the pasuk that is brought with the reference to the Shimi Bas, right? Or E, right? Lech Lecha. And so to also the Jewish people, a new beginning. I'm going to give you a new beginning. And that was in Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were born in Mitzrayim, in Moldo Saich, the Yom Hulevet Osach, pasuk says in Yechezkel. We were born in Mitzrayim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a new beginning, just as the Avram Avinu. So just as Avram Avinu, by his Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him, Lech Lecha, he's going to have a whole new beginning. So too the Jewish people as a whole, they're an extension of Avram in that sense, that they got a new beginning. They were born in Mitzrayim. Okay? Lozaz mechavon shakron imi. Right? I'm sorry, I skipped. Lozaz mechavon shakron achosi, called the Jewish people's sister. Shenamra pischili achosi, open up the door for me, achosi, my sister, Rayosi, right, my beloved Yonasi, my dove, Tamasi, my perfect one. Right? The one who shows tmimus, shows perfection in Muna, etc. Shiroshinim latal, pusasai, risisei lai, let me in. Lozaz mi chavavan, so what that refers to, we'll have to see. Lozaz mi chavavan ashakran imi. And then afterwards, the next stage goes from biti to chosi to imi. Shenehamar, hakshivu elai ami uliumi elai ha'azinu. Right? Lumi, chazal darshinga, lumi li'imi. Ki Torah mi'iti teitse u'mishpati le'or amim argia. So this is what Rav Elazar Yossi answered Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is what he heard from his father, from Rav Yossi. Amad Rashbi, Amad Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, menashkol rosh, and he gave him a kiss upon his head. Very fascinating medrash. Listen to the way this Hasemis interprets this medrash. A medrash. Sen Rena, Batar Shitulim, Lozaz V'chava, etc. That we all saw. Ha'inyin hu ki betzias Mitzrayim na'asu b'nei Yisrael keilim la'avodaso. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, just as Avram Avinu, as he took Avram, as just as Hashem took Avram from Ur Kasdim and brought him to Eretz Yisrael, right? He's got a new beginning, so too, and perhaps even more so, the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, right, are being transformed unilaterally into Kalim for Avodas Hashem. They're watching, they're mostly, as it were, they're not so much participating, perhaps when they got the Yamsuf, where they began to participate a bit, right? But in Mitzrayim, they're spectators, they're watching what's happening around them. The destruction of the Mitzrayim, their salvation, right? That's what's taking place. Now, as we've been saying, Kalim Lavodosi is Baruch Shvo. They became Kalim, they became vessels for Hashem's Avodah. The who, Bechinas Biti, and this is what we call the aspect of Bas. Right, just as the parent instructs, teaches, raises, right, the vast. Achakas the Kabbalah Satorah, fascinating. That's the next stage of Achosi, Kabbalah Satorah, because remember it said, we refer to over there as Achosi, Yonasi, Tamasi, Rayosi, Yonasi, Tamasi, Tamasi, Tamasi. Why refer to it as Tamasi? Roshkoso Shinit Nitamamu Besinai. They showed their tmimus, tamim tiyem, Hashem elokeichem. Tmimus, acceptance, right? Emuna tmima, a perfect emuna, trusting Hashem. So at Mamir HaSinai, we went from the stage, right, of watching as HaKadosh Baruch Hu were transformed us into a kli for relationship with Him, just as a parent instructs a child. We mature more in Mamir HaSinai. We say, not the Nishma. We will accept. Now we're participating more in the Torah, right, called the Torah relationship. We will do, and then we will understand with an volitional act on our part of what we call in Kabbalah Satorah. We become like an achos now. The achra chait sheshavu b'tshuva v'omru chazal v'makam shabali tshuva umdim. Ain Sadiqin Gmurim Yechulun Lahamod. You hear this? The stage of Imi is associated with their tshuva after the Chet HaEgel. You hear this? It's fascinating. Fascinating. The Imi, how is it that when a person, when we do tshuva, so then we're considered like Imi? If anything, I would see that we're so distant where we have to depend upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, kindness, His rahmanis, His good graces, what do you call it? And yet we're put in the position of Imi, Kilo, He's totally a Banu. What does that mean? What does that mean? Says the Tzfat Emes, B'mokav shebalei tshuva omdim im tzadikin gmur mikol olamo. Okay, that's Madrega. Atam ki al yedei tshuva nitkan derech chodosh. So this Hashem is an unbelievable thing. In tshuva, it's though we are going back to creation. Derech chodosh, and especially when we're talking about an avera of the proportions and of the grotesqueness of the Chet HaEgel, Aluma Kala Shedzinza B'chupasa, in order to undo that, we can't just, you know, say, okay, let's just keep on going, we won't think about that. It requires an entire new beginning. Nitkan Derech Chodash. Look at the note here. This is from what he called the Hotzah of B'nai Bina, of the Sfas Emes. They did an incredible job. Incredible, incredible job. He brings the Shar Kavonos of the Arizal, the Inyan of Hinoam, right? Hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Maaseh Adenu Kononu Aleinu Maaseh Adenu Kononehu. Right? Hinoam. We say it every Motzei Shabbos. It's the Inyan of Hinoam. Shenoag Yimlom B'Bchol Motzei Shabbos. Tchavein Kigimu Minei Tosafos Kedusha Shabbos Heim. Says the Arizal that, right, when we're asking, right, the Vinoam, we're asking that which we experienced associated with Shabbos, it should continue with us until the week. Vinoam, Hashem, Elokeinu, Aleinu. He says, refers to three forms of Tosafos Kedusha Shabbos. HaRishon, HaAleph, Humashibo, Me'elav, Mipa'as, Kedusha HaShabbos, Ba'atzvo, Ukenegno, Anu, Omni, Vinoam, Hashem, Elokeinu, Aleinu. First is the Kedush of Shabbos itself. It comes upon us, right? And by virtue of if it comes upon us, right? It comes upon us. We want to take that, what do you call, we want some of that Noam to continue with us until we get. And that is referred to in the paragraph of Hinoam as Vayi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. Ukenegin Mashatikin Odom Behir Viach Alide Mas of Beemtzi Meacho Kedei Lahamshich. Hamshikalov Tosefes Kedushas Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, and Mispalim Shagam Mibachina Zu Yishara Mimena Eze Kedusha Vezel Masa Yadenu Konan Aleinu. So, the Etzem Kedusha Shabbos, we want some bit of that aura to remain with us. The Kedusha that we achieved by virtue of the fact that we're making ourselves before Shabbos, a world of Torah Mitzvot as a preparation to the experience of Shabbos. We want some of that aspect to remain with us. And that he refers to as, right, that refers to as what he called as Maaseh Yadenu Konan Aleinu. Ukeneged Maaseh Tikin HaOdam V'Hirviach Be'emtza HaShavua Aydei Maasav Hear this? Our tshuva from the Maasim Rayim that we did, our tshuva is the Maaseh Yadenu Konanehu. That's the very acts themselves, which were sins, which we did tshuva, that also adds to our Kedusha. I'm assuming we were doing tshuva, mi'ava, etc. Right? Who knows? Some level of tshuva. Rotzalom v'shitia konein umetakein es el hamas yadenu atzmo asher nifgam ayedi ha'ovon. Right? It was nifgam through our actions were putrefied through the sin that we committed. Vizel konanehu rotzalomar lo right the atzmo were a oh right you see that the atzmo in itself the good deeds masidenu konanehu and the wrong deeds that we did tshuva masidenu konanehu let transform those. Right? It's through our tshuva into a new level of experience that we should take with us. That's a pella. Right? He continues on, right? right, that each one of these, right, as the Avera leaves us and as we do the proper tshuva, right, that Pagam should be fixed. Fine. So now, let's transfer that back to what we said before. The Tzen Arena B'nos Tzion B'mel Shlomo Ma'atara She'itra Lo'imo B'yom Chasun Aso B'yom Simchas Libo. Right? And Chazal say, right, that in the Medrash, that this is comparable to the three stages of Bas, of Achos, and finally, what they call it, Aim. Right? The Aim gives birth to something new. That relationship of where Kodesh Baruch Hu unilaterally raises us up, Bas, and now more bilaterally, we establish a relationship of Tmimus, Achosi, Rayasi, Yonasi, Tomasi, and Matan Torah. And from Chazar B'Tshuva, we create a whole new world. So that is, right? And we know that Lamaisa, Rashi tells us, right, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, right, when the Mishkan is ready to stand, it says, Vayavarach Hosam, Moshe Amar Lehem, Yiratzan Shetishra Shechina B'Maase Yedeichem, V'Yinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Maase Edina Kona Aleinu, Maase Edina Kona Neu. The tefillah of the Hashuas Hashechina in the Mishkan, says Rashi, was a V'Yinoam. We create something new. Klal Yisrael is in a state, we've said so many times before, since Simchas Chasorah, we're at a war, we're also in a revolution. We're watching the parlance of the street in Eretz Yisrael, where certain things we don't talk about them. Kriya Shema, you're sounding too religious. Tzitzis, Tefillin, Emuna, Bitochon. Mm-mm. I don't talk about that. That sounds like religious coercion. It sounds like it's taking us back to the Dark Ages. Now it's common parlance. For everybody. You can't shut people up about talking about it. It's there. That's the reality. It's a new creation. We're watching. The process of tshuva, of people who, right, and it has to include us as well, like I said, right, we can't just wait for those who are totally detached or equal to do the whole job by themselves. We have to pick ourselves up. We have to improve our behavior. We have to improve our Torah fulfillment. Can't it depend just upon the people who had no connection whatsoever, and all of a sudden, I'm talking about Kriya Shema, I'm talking about Tzitzit, I'm talking about Tefillin. We are witnessing Maaseh Bereishis again. Right? So you see this? Says the Sfas Moshe Kastav, Klal Yisrael, Kesha'asu Tshuva, Himshichu Me'ein Sof Hamshacha Chadasha. Klal Yisrael, with Tshuva, it's a brand new, they're bringing down to the earth something completely new. Zeo Bechinas HaMishkan Sha'itra Lo Yimo. Right? There's a new birth taking place. V'chaladrachim Eile Nimtzayim Tami B'bnei Yisrael. All these things are found in Yisrael. V'im Bechinas Gimul Regolim. Find this regard to Pesach, Shua, Sukkos. Right? They have these aspects. V'Shabbos itself Kol Eile HaGimul. This is what you call Tabletically Shabbos. Shabbos, we call 300, we call three levels of the Bas, starting from Bas, right? Shabbos, Bereishis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's Leil Shabbos, Biti, right? The introduction, the beginning. Shabbos, Shel Kabbalas HaTorah, Wachosi,
He says, fascinatingly, Shabbos, Sheromes, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Bechinas Imi, Bale Tshuva, Sukkos. Like the Gros says, that the Anani HaKavod of Sukkos, as the Anani HaKavod that returned after we did Tshuva, from the Chet HaEkel, that they returned, those are the Sukkos, those Anani HaKavod we're talking about. Keep it. Emes Asiyah Nitkan Kolap Gamim Mechatoyim. The Adera Chodosh, right? In the end, everything will be rectified. And all the Balei Tshuva already now have a chelik in that derech lo asid. The bechina of achosi. Right, the Arizal that he brings, that's the tikkun ha-pegamim, when we, as we rectify our sins, we bring down a whole new beginning, a whole new ma'aseh b'reishis. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was mevorach them with Hinoam, when Mishkan stood. So now let's just relate back. That's what we're watching. We're watching a revolution. We're watching Imi. Patara Sheitra Lo Imo. We're watching the struggle, right? Why call to bring the crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the process of tshuva, to bring a new Maaseh Bereishis, as it were. Imrei Sebereishis itself, it's the Bereishis Bar Lekimus HaShemayim V'sarat V'aretz HaShem Tov V'vol Choshech HaPnei Tov. Maaseh Bereishis, the Hior, right? The Hior is preceded by what? By Tov, Vo, Choshech, Tahom. Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim, the Spirit of Hashem, Kav Yochel, is what do you call, hovering over the water. Tshuva. Tshuva. The water. Compared to Tshuva, the Ruach Elokim is Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. But it's all the chaos. Tov, Vo, Choshech. As the Medrash says, To is Bovel, and Bo is Parasumadai, Persian Media, right? First, the Babylonian Malchus, the Persian Median Malchus, Choshech is the Greek Malchus, and the last one which we're still suffering through is what he called is the Tahom, the Abyss, right? Western culture, the way we're disseminated. So too also now, right? Our Leda, it's a new Leda. It's a Leda. It's a birth. It's accompanied with blood. It's accompanied with sometimes some confusion. What will be the end? When will the end come? We don't know. But the Gemara tells us in the Makos, when the Chachamim were walking along with Rabbi Akiva, and they saw, right, a fox come out from the Kodesh Kodashim, they all began to cry. And Rabbi Akiva began to laugh. And they said to him, why are you laughing? And he said, why are you crying? Amar lo, makom shekasuv bo v'azar korev, yumas, right? Coming out of the mikdash, a zar, a non-kohen who goes in a place that doesn't belong over there, he dies, deserves to die. And now we're seeing that it's so desecrated, the shualim are coming bo, right, coming out of it. Lo nivke, amalem l'chachani mitzachik. For the same reason you're crying, I'm laughing. V'chsiv, v'idali, eidim, ne'monim, v'suria, koin, v'zacharya, ben yivarcheu. V'chimayin, z'uria, eitzel, zacharya. What is Zacharya, who lived in Bayasheni? What does he have to do with, what do you call it, with Uria? Right, a koin, who lived in Bayas Rishon. So this is a Gemara, right? El atola, kosa, nivuasa, shel zacharya, v'nivuasa, shel Uria. The fulfillment of the Nevuah of Zechariah, that what, that once again Zkenim and Zkenis will be sitting in Yerushalayim, right, is dependent upon Uriah. But Uriah says, L'chein b'galchem Tzion tzadeh techrash, because of your sins, Tzion will be plowed over like a field. By Zechariah it says, O Yashreishu Zkenim and Zkenis v'rchobis Yerushalayim. Ashel neskaim v'nevuasa shel Uriah, before I saw the full fulfillment of the Nevuah of Uriah, Ayisi Misyari Shal Tiskayim Nivasa Shal Zecharia. I thought perhaps the Nevuah of Zecharia wouldn't take place. But now that I've seen that the Nevuah of Uriah has taken place, I know the Nevuah of Zecharia will also take place. Lashon Hazeh Amar Lo Akiva Nichamtonu Akiva Nichamtonu. You're right, Rabbi Akiva. So we don't know how long the process will take, but we shouldn't be surprised that the forces of, unfortunately, even inside of us, of Tohu, Vo, Choshech, Tahom, rise up to try and prevent the revelation of Yihi Or. But the Or will come. Right? The Or will come. The Or will come. The Or will come. Right, or Chadash on Tzion Ta'ir, and he's Kecholam and Heru La'Oro, Bezer Hashem. Okay, so good Shabbat, we see good news, and Chazak Chazak, and he's Chazak, the closure of Parshas, Sefer Shmos, Mitz Hashem, we should be Zochet to see Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the Korbanot of Sefer Vayikra. Amen.